talent is a curse.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. And I don't necessarily mean my talent. And I don't really mean that it's always a curse, but I think oftentimes we take talent, we take natural genius and so forth, and we kind of put it on a pedestal and act like that is really where it's at and that those people have it so set. This is why the whole concept of privilege anything is kind of a misnomer, because anytime you are ever set ahead in any way, there's always something else or multiple things holding you back, because you get spoiled with the things that come natural to you. I'll give you a great example. This idea came back to me today when I was watching my son Tyler in jiu-jitsu. So my son Tyler, if you haven't seen him, go back last week. We had a great talk with him as he was showing off one of his toys. And he's 7 years old. He's larger than most kids his age, taller, just a bigger kid in general, which is common on both sides of our family. So I was similar, though not quite so early, but I went through a period of time where I went through a growth spurt and passed up a lot of people my age and got to about the size I'm at now, height-wise, maybe a little bit taller by seventh grade. And so I was a good sized seventh grader, did not grow much beyond that, but stopped at that point. So I got to see him in, go back to Tyler, got to see him in jiu-jitsu today. And he's with the younger kids, but he's one of the largest kids there. In fact, last week they kind of had a little sparring thing where they all kind of took turns having two at a time try and take each other down. Well, once Tyler got up, nobody else could take him down. You know, it's the whole King of the Hill type thing. We used to play King of the Hill when I was a kid also, where you just have everybody kind of go at it and try and take down one person, and whoever could stay standing the longest was the winner. And I got to an age where I was the winner just about every time. We'd play tackle football in a very similar way as a kid, where everybody would try. I'd have the whole class of guys hanging off of me trying to pull me down, and I realized that, hey, I can keep going and it's not, and I can just trudge along and get the football across the other side. It was only me and another person my age would be able to do that. And my son's got the same thing, to where nobody could take him down. And that seems like a great talent. It seems like something really amazing. The thing is, it caught up with me. I was lucky enough to stop growing. And all of that, what I considered talent, what I thought I was pretty good at sports for a certain period of time, that all went away pretty quickly. By the time I was pretty decent at football for the first few years. I was the most improved player for my freshman year. And I did pretty good all the way up until came back junior year, and everyone had shot up over me, and I was now the tiny guy on the football team. It's a little difficult from that point forward. In fact, I did not play from varsity on. I realized pretty early on that this was not going to be what it was before. You get spoiled in whatever comes natural, whether it's physically natural or emotionally natural, or I mean, it could be the way you're raised, it could be the way just something that comes to you via personality or what have you, and you get spoiled in that, and a lot of times you could take it for granted. And so this is why you oftentimes see people that do great over long periods of time in a certain area in life, and as soon as that's taken away from them, their whole life crumbles, because they don't have anything, they haven't, all the other parts in their life have atrophied, in a sense. Those muscles have atrophied. Their ability to work with other people, their ability to do different things, it all goes away because they focus so hard in the one area that they did best. Now, how do you get around that? Okay, you got to know what you're best at. You got to know where your strengths are. And you've got to look to hire people who have strengths in the other areas, natural tendencies toward one area or another. You got to do this throughout your entire business. If you're a business owner, if you're an executive, and a lot of the people that watch this are, that's what you have to do. When you're hiring, you hire for your weaknesses and for other people's strengths. You hire people stronger in those areas to pick up the pieces so that your business can continue growing and moving along. And every time you find that hole that isn't covered by the current teammates, you got to fill that hole with somebody that's got that. Focus on doing that, and then you have to go through quite a few people to find the people with the best character, find people that are aligned with the vision of your company and so forth. But it all really comes down to knowing yourself and not getting too caught up with your strengths, but at the same time realizing what you do have as natural strengths, using it to the best of your ability, and really, really, really honing in on your weaknesses. Not that you need to focus on overcoming all your weaknesses, but that you have to know what you're not good at naturally. What doesn't come natural to you, you should outsource. Not that you shouldn't get better in certain areas, but you'll figure out what those are. I think we all have a piece of the puzzle in life. We all have a little piece, and we all got to put our pieces together and find where it all fits. And it's going to be different. We're going to be creating different puzzles in different times in our lives, but there's someone out there who can help you complete your puzzle. Hopefully that whole thing makes sense to you. If you're looking for some additional help in the area of strategy, that's something that I've gotten good at skill-wise, but the idea of taking these concepts and making them bite-sized to where they're understandable, to where either you could do it on your own, or you could bring me on to help you to do it, or you could bring me on to help your team to do it, go check out my book. This is the first place I send everyone. It's 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com, or you can order it wherever books are sold. You can have it tonight. You can get the free copy by going to amazonproofbook.com, or you can get a hardcover and wait a day or two for that to show up. Hopefully you're having a great night, and you had a wonderful weekend. We'll be back here tomorrow. We're here on a regular basis. So come on back, and we'll talk more about principles, strategies, and tactics to help you grow your business. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.